Let us start around 7 lines from the top of the Amid. Rabbeinu Omar Akdeshes, Rabbeinu Omar Akarkois. Betavayu Mishmei de Rabbeinu and Omru, Eino Einlahem. Bittul Mekach Yeshlam. We have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yirmiya in what Rabbi Yochanan had said. He says Rabbi Yochanan had said that Eino Ein Lahem Bittul Mekach Yeshlam. The shaila is on what Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about. Rabbi Yehuda said that he's speaking about Hekdish, and Rabbi Yirmiya said that he's speaking about Kalke. Now the Gemara elaborates. Eino ein lehem bitul mekach yesh lehem. That's what Rabbi Yehuda had said. Now man de yoma Hekdishes, Rabbi Yehuda who said that Rabbi Yehuda said by Hekdish, there is a din bitul mekach, even though there is not a din of eino. Koshkein akarkois. So by karke, the zicher will be a din of bitul mekach, even though there is no din of eino. Man di omar akarkois, but Rabbi Yirmiya that said, on karke there is a din bitul mekach, avol hekdeishes loy. But by Hekdish, there's no din bitul mekach whatsoever. Kiddishmu, the Omar Shmuel, Hekdish shove mone shechiloloi al shove plute mochulu. That means by Shmuel, from Shmuel we see that there's no concept of bitul mekach by Hekdish. Shmuel said that if you are a mechalu, a shove mona and a shove pruta, it's mechulu, so there's no din bitul mecca. So now we have here a machlokes, a libra de Rabbi Yochanan, is there a din bitul mecca by Hekdish? Rabbi Yochanan says there is by Hekdish, and Kolshkain by Karke. And Rabbi Yirmiya says only by Karke and not by Hekdish. And let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yirmiya milse ba'afay nafshayi omri, this is a new sugye, v'lav ad Rab Ami kain. Ela Rabbi Yirmiya akarkois v'Rabbi Yehuda akdeishis omri mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Both of them said mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan eino ein lehem bitul mekach yesh lehem. Man de yoma aikdeishes omro Rabbi Yochanan koshkein da kakois nami yoma. Now what is the koshkein? The kivin da ashmiinon, the bitul mekach, lav bichlal einohu. The minute Rabbi Yehuda told us that bitul mekach is not in the parsha of Eino. I mean, there's a parsha of Eino, shtus, kone, or machzer Eino. And on that, we have a posik that by Hekdish there's no din Eino. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, bitul mekach is nothing to do with the parsha of Eino, and therefore by Hekdish there's a din bitul mekach. Is if it's not bechlal eino, meheche imit, so why should we be memayit bitul mekach and say there's no bitul mekach by Hekdish? Idek deishes kochoshev lei mekach tois. Now, if by Hekdish it is considered a mekach tois, it is not considered that there was a mekach whatsoever. If you're overpaying so much, it's not considered a mekach. Afal gav the lekach tois klapei shemaya. By the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's never considered there was a tois. V'filo hochi omrinen bitul mekach. So, according to Rabbi Yoine, the bitul mekach of Hegdish means that it's not considered a mekach. That means such a price for such a commodity is not called a mekach, because it's mamish too much for such a commodity. That doesn't fall into the gedda of a mekach. Is kolshkein. So if you'll have the same situation by Kalke, the legabe chabre, the ikala meima to, when it comes to Kalke and Hedyet, so there, here we have another factor. Could very well be that he agreed to this transaction because he made a mistake. Vahadaita, if he would have known, Vadaita, if he would have known that he's being overcharged so much, Layaknaya, he never would have been makne. That means if we say by Hegdish it is not considered a mekach, even though there's no toys, but the ratio alone makes that it should not be considered a mekach. So by Kalke we have another factor, that the person who agreed to this transaction, Mistam Hizicha made a toys. Sabat the Gibis, it's not called a mekach, Koshkein Dota. Man the Oma Akakois Omro, Rabbi Yirmiyeh, that said, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Bittul Mekach, Yeshlam Baikarke, Avol Hagdashis Loi. So then we can say that only by Kalke there is a concept of Bittul Mekach, not by Hegdish. Why? Dilu Gabe Hedyit, by Kalke, when one purchased a Kalke from a Hedyit, Amrinin To. So we assume that such a overpayment is a mistake. Vadaiti Dahochi Leakni, if he would have realized that he's overpaying so much, never would have agreed to this transaction. So memele by Hedyet, where there is a concept of Tor, so I have this factor. So it's not called a mekach, because I can rightfully assume that if the one who was Nisana would have realized how much he's overpaying, he never would have agreed to the transaction. Aval hektish lek alamei mahochi. By the Rabbi Nishlom, we can't say there's a concept of Torah. Vekivin the lesnu bedin oino. Now, so according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that the whole concept of bitul mekach is only based because I say there was a toss in this transaction. So this is only applicable by Hedyet. By Hegdish, this you can't say toys. Vekivin the less nohu bedin I know, and there's no din I know. Toys nami loim rinimbu, so there's no din toys either. If there's no din I know, there's no din toys. So then we hold like Shmuel that Hegdish Shave Mone Shechila Shave Pute Mechulo Kida Amoran, like we said before, the Imut Meyeno, there's no Parsha Veino. V'toys nami lekele meimabu, you can't say toys. The manto by Hegdish, there's no such concept of toys. So b'kitza, this is the machlokes Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yoine. Rabbi Yoine holds by Hegdish. Rabbi Yochanan said there's also a concept of mekach toys, even though no one was fooled by Hegdish, but there's also a concept, it's not considered a mekach. So according to Rabbi Yoine, we cannot hold like Shmuel, Hegdish shove money shechilo la shove pute mechulo, because that's not called a mekach in Gansen. It's more than a shtus. So there's no such thing, so it's not mechulo.
That's according to Rabbi Yehine. According to Rabbi Yirmiye, the holding toys, Rabbi Yochanan said, which applies by karke, is only by karke, because by karke there is an Indian of toys that he was fooled, and that's why he was overcharged. So it's called a mekach toys. But by Hegdish, there's no concept of toys, so it will be chal. So therefore, there's no dinayinor, so it will be chal. And Rabbi Yirmiyah will hold like Shmuel. That's what we were up to last week. Now, Zukti Gemara Vaita. Tanan Hosom. We learned a Mishneh in Temura. Im Hoyo Koidish Balmum Yotza Lechulen V'Tzorich Lasos Loidomen. Now let us just see what the Mishneh is speaking about. Zot Rashi. Tanan Hosom B'Meseches Temura. Im Hoyo Koidish Balmum. Reisha de Masnisen Ochi. This is the Reisha of the Mishnah. Ho Oimer Harei Zu Tachas Zu. There were two behemoths. One behemoth was Kaidish, and one behemoth was Chula. And a person said, Harei Zu Tachas Zu. The Chula and behemoth should be in place of the Kaidish behemoth. Or Temura Zu. Zu Temurazu, Zu Chalufezu, Arezu Temura. This is the parsha of Temura, and the halach is that both are Kodesh. So if you have a behemoth that's Kodesh, and you say Zu Tachazu, Zu Chalufezu, the new one also becomes Kodesh. Both are Kodesh. What if I'll say zu mechuleles alzu? That the kedusha of the first one, Yema Bahime, that's Kodesh, should be nishalo on the Bahime Shalchul. Loi omaklum, so this is nothing. This is nothing. She'ein kolben tomim mishalo. Because a kolben that is not a balmum cannot become nischal. Vim hoya koidish balmum. Now, the Mishnah is talking about we have here two behemoths, and we are speaking about he wanted to be mechalol the behemoth shel koidish and the behemoth shel chay. So we said, if the behemoth shel kodesh was a balmum, so then there's a din of chilul kedusha psulim mekdoshim, a behemoth balmum becomes nischalo. Now, so the Mishnah says v'mhoya kodesh balmum yotzal lachul. Now the Mishnah continues v'tzorich lasais loy dome, but you have to add on domen, im ein zu shel chulen yofeki shel hegdish. If the behemah of chulen, we have here a behemah's palmum, let us say that is worth $100. And he said, this behemah's palmum should be nischalo on this behemah's chulen, which is worth $75. So the Mishnah says, let's see what's the lashon of the Mishnah. Im hoya kodesh balmum yotza lechulen. It went out lechulen. V'tzorich lasos loidomen. And you have to add on. V'tzorich lasos loidomen. Zot Rashi. V'tzorich lasos loidomen. Im ein zu shel chulen yofe kishel hegdish. The behemah of chulin is not worth as much as the behemah of hagdish. Moisif oleha moisof. So then he has to be moisif mois at kedei demei hagdish. So this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the first behemah is yotza lechulin, and v'tzorich lasis loidomen. Now, we have here a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Omar Rabbi Yochanan yotzor lechulen devar teure. Min ha teure, it's yotzor lechulen. So if he had a behemem, Let's make it interesting. He had a behema shel kodesh that was worth $100. He had a behema shel chul that's worth $25. And he said, zu b'chulel esal zu is yotza lechulin. So the behema of the behema's palmum becomes chulin. Divrei teire, mina teire, it's chulin, finished. V'tzorich lasesh loy domim midivrei. Midarabonon, you have to give another $75 to Hekdish. That means mina teire, it's yotza lechulin. Midarabonon, you have to give $75. That's what the Mishnah is, yotza lechulin, v'tzorich lasesh loy domim. So Rabbi Yochanan explains that Mina Teire, these two halachas are speaking about Mina Teire Mida Rabbono. Yotza Lechulam Mina Teire. Mina Teire, it's finished. The behime of $100 became the schalul and the behime of $25, period. And Mida Rabbono, v'tzorich lasesh loidomim, you have to take another $75 to be mashlem to the shavyas of the behime shel kodesh. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Omar, af tzorich lasos loy domim min ha-teire. And Reish Lakish said, no, min ha-teire, you have to, Reish Lakish said, min ha-teire, you have to be moisef $75. Fine. So we have here now, a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now let us first figure out what the case is. But my askino, what is the case? That means that's clear that the second behema was not worth as much as the behema shel kodesh. But how big was the difference in shavuos? Ilaima bichdei oino, if you'll say that the second behema was worth a sixth less, it's only a shir oino. Reish Lakish says, you have to give the sixth to Hekdish min ha-teire. Vosnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Eilu dvorim she'en le'meino, akakois v'avodim v'shtois v'akdeshes. So you can't say that the Mishnah is speaking about a difference in shavyas, that the second behema was worth a shtus less, that's the whole thing. So then the whole din tashlumim is midine aino. We learned a mishnah by Hekdish is no din aino. So Reish Lakish would never say min ha-teire yimachuyiv to be mashlum. Elo bitul mekach. Now it's speaking about bitul mekach. Yeah, that means it's more than a shtus. So let us say the first case that the behema, the way we mentioned before, the behema of Hekdish was worth $100. The behema of Chulin was worth $25. So now we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that tzorich lasis loidomim midarabono. Min ha-teire is yotza lechulen, midarabonon is, you have to be moisef domim. And Reish Lakish said that min ha-teire you have to be moisef domim. That is the machlokes. Elabito mekach. Boho leimo Rabbi Yochanan tzorich lasis loidomim midibreyem. For Oma Rabbi Yoina Akdeshes, V'Rabbi Yirmiya Oma Akarkois, V'Tashtavayu Mishmeida Rabbi Yochanan Omri Eino Ein Lahem, Bitul Mekach Yesh Lahem. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kash is on Rabbi Yoine. Rabbi Yoine had said, according to Rabbi Yoichanan holds is a din bittel mekach, and by Hegdish also. There's a din of bittel mekach, by Hegdish. So if a person wants to be mechalu, $100 and $25, there's a din bittel mekach, it's not chal. That's what Rabbi Yoine said, Ali ben Rabbi Yoichanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah said no. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Shmuel, that Shava Mona, Shechila Shava Pruta Mechulul. Rabbi Yirmiyah holds by Hegdish, there's no such concept of Bittul Mekach, since there's no toys, so there's no concept of Bittul Mekach. So now, here we have a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tzorech Lasis Loidomim Min HaTorah. So ich lasse es loidome minatoyre. Rabbi Yochanan says, so ich lasse es loidome midarabono. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah is very good. There's no din bittul mekach. Is yotza lechulen, midarabono, there's a din, so ich lasse es loidome. But according to Rabbi Yochanan that held bittul mekach is minatoyre, so how could you say, Tzorich lasos loidomim midivrei. So this is Akasha and Rabbi Yoine, Alibid Rabbi Yoine. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yotza l'chulen devar teire. This is the memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu einzu yofa kemoisa. Even though the second one is not yofa kemoisa. Kida omar de imit meyeno. There's no din eino by Hegdish. So minatayr is yotza l'chut. And Reish Lakish said, Avtoich lasas loy domin devar toyre. Abzorich lasses leidomim debartai. The gabi hekdelshis erkecho ksive bekulu. Zadin erkecho. Uchs kusova erkecho shovyoi mashma. Erkecho is mashme de shavyis. So that's why min ha-toire you have to give the shavyes. That's the svar of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan sova erkecho kol domim sheyachu mashmalei. The erkecho does not mean the true shavyes. Any money that you'll evaluate the balmum, that's called erkecho. Im zoil in Yoike. Now, we have to understand, we have a difficult Rashi over here. Rashi is explaining what is the Sfora of Reish Lakish. So, L'chaire, we would say, the Mara just said, now, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, everything is good. Rabbi Yochanan is good. So L'chaire, we would learn pshat like this. We would learn that Rabbi Yochanan holds is no din bittul mekach by Hegdish. Shove mone shechila yeshove pute mechulo. So therefore min ha-toire it's yotza l'chulen. And mid rabbonon there's a din Tzorech lasos loidomim, mitrabonon, you have to be ma'isiv domim. That is Sforas, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Reish Lakish, that says, Tzorech lasos loidomim min ha-toire. So poshut, I would say, that Reish Lakish holds, that is a din bittul mekach, is a din bittul mekach by There's a din bittul mekach by hekdish. So memele, so that is why, tzoch lasish loy tomim, minatoyle. Why did Rashi have to say that the tam of Reish Lakish is Rashi brings in a new trash, which the Pnei Yeshua is Moirebs. We don't find this trash, not in Bob Metzia, not in Tmure. Rashi brings down a new trash. That the tam of Reish Lakish is because of Elkecho. Chayre would be posher to say the tam of Reish Lakish is because he holds the zadin of bittul mekach by hekdish, and therefore min haTorah you have to be meisef domen. This is the Pnei Yeshua's akasha. Yeshua says, really, Rashi did not have to say it here, and Rashi said it because the later sugya, Rashi brings down this Rashi already, but really, Rashi did not have to say this here. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Beis Aaron, I think the Beis Aaron says that Rashi had a tremendous problem. What problem did Rashi have? If we will say that there is a din bittul mekach by hekdish, so how do we learn pshat the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, yotza lechulin. The behemoth goes out lechulin. If there's a din bittul mekach, so why is it yotza lechulin? I said Yotzal Lechulin. There was no chilul whatsoever. There's a din bittul mekach. Nothing was chal. So there's a problem. If we would say that Reish Lakish holds that there's a din of bittul mekach by hekdish, so how do we understand yotza lechulin? It's not yotza lechulin. Nothing happened. If there's a din bittul mekach, it's not yotza lechulin. Nothing happened yet. So I think the Beis Aaron wants to say that Reish Lakish holds, we don't have any nekudas. I think Taisus and Tmura says this pshat in the Mishnah, Yeitze lechulin. It's now, what he did now is nothing. Because he said that a behemoth that's worth $100 should be mischalal on 25. That's another cap, that's a bit of mekach. Yeitze lechulin. That means when he'll give the proper money, then will be yetzel. Then it will happen. Yetzel lechulin. When will be yetzel lechulin? When he'll be mashlim the money, and he'll give the whole money. And it seems the. I have to see again the Beis Aaron. So that's why Rashi said over here, the Gabi Ekdeshis, Elke Choksive Bekulu, Ukesove Elke Choshovyoi Mashme. So, you have to give the whole Shavyas, and then it'll be Yetze Lechulin. Maybe Elkecho is a Machayev to give. Elkecho is a Machayev to give. And so if I want to make a Chilul, I'm Machayev to give the whole Shavuos, and then it'll be Yetze Lechulin. But I have to see again the Beis Aaron. But that's why Rashi had to come on to Rashi couldn't say, Yimuchuyiv to give me na Torah without the Zerkecha. If you work only al Zbitl Mekach, so then, if you work only al Zbitl Mekach, so then nothing should happen. It shouldn't be Yotza Lechula, nothing should happen. So that's where Rashi is to bring in the Erkecha. But I have to see the Lashon of the Beis Aharon again. Al Koponim, let us go back to the Gemara. We have here a problem on Rabbi Yoyne. Rabbi Yoyne said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a din bitul mekach. Now, according to Rabbi Yoyne, there's a shaklach a problem over here. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says that Yotzalachul and Dvar Torah b'sochlas is loydomi midavreyem. Rabbi Yoyne said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a din bitul mekach. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let us see now the Gemara. So the Gemara is, let's see the Lashon of Gemara. So Ella Bitul Mekach, it's speaking about Bitul Mekach. Oho, Leima Rabbi Yochanan, Tzorich Lasos Loi Domim Medivreim. It is a Bitul Mekach. So how could you say Yotzo Lechulin, and it's Vitzorich Lasloi Domim Midivreim? How could that be? For Omar Rabbi Yoine Aigdeshes, Rabbi Yoine said that Rabbi Yochanan holds by Hegdesh is a din of Bitul Mekach. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar Akarkois Vatash Tavayu Mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan Omri Eino Ein Lehem Bitul Mekach Yesh Lehem. So that's the Gemara's Kasha on Rabbi Yoine. Let's see what Rashi says. For Omar Rabbi Yoine, Akdeshes, Rabbi Yoine, Kashe, the Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yoine, we have a stirren to Rabbi Yochanan. Here, Rabbi Yochanan knows this, the din of Bitul Mekach. And here, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yotza Lechulu min HaTorah, but Tzorich Lasa Yisloi Domim, Midevrayim. That's a stirren. Emphati Gemore, Lo'oilom, Bitul Mekach. It's speaking about there was a Bitul Mekach. We're steering Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to answer the Epech, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish, or the Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan. He was going to Sfakel. We have here a Machloikis. One said, Tzorich Lasos Loi Domim Midivreim. One said, Tzorich Loi Lasos Domim Midivrei Torah. So he says, you know who said what? Rabbi Yochanan said, Tzorich Lasos Loi Domim Midivrei Torah. Reish Lakish said, Tzorich Lasos Loi Domim Midivreim. Bamaika Mivliki Bidi Shmuel. And that's the Machlokes. Domar Shmuel, Hegde Shove Mone, Shechila Shove Prute, Mechulo. Mar Islay de Shmuel. Reish Lakish holds like Shmuel. Umar, less like the Shmu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the epoch, alibe de Rabbi Yoine. According to Rabbi Yoine, we'll have to say, we'll have to change over the manda omre. Avalibe de Rabbi Yirmiyah, my epoch. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, don't have to be mahapach. The whole Rabbi Yirmiyah, alibe de Rabbi Yochanan, hagdeishes, ain't lahem bitul mekach. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, alibe de Rabbi Yochanan, there's no din bitul mekach by hagdish, only by karka. The man de yoma akarkois, ava hagdeishes loy, kidishmu. He holds like shmu. There's no concept of bitul mekach by hagdish. Vachinami iso bitmurit. Now Rashi says, that what I just said, epoch, that's only going, l'gag labyayne. Vachinami iso bitmurit, labyayne, epoch. Vikomiv legi. So now Rabbi Yochanan said, b'tzorich lasa is domim midivrei teire. Reish Lakish says, b'tzorich lasa is loy domim midivrei. Kamiv legi Reish Lakish v'Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Man da oma ein lehem bitul mekach. That is Reish Lakish is lady Shmu. He holds like Shmu. The kiven de imit mei eino. since there's no dinaino, loishna shtus, loishna yesamishtus, there's no such thing. That means that there's no such new concept of bittel mekach by hekdish. There's a miyat of aino. And if there's no, there's a miyat of aino by hekdish, so that's very inclusive. Sayashtus, sayesamishtus, there's no din aino. Bilu gabi hedit, by hedit omrin and to. By hedit, we say by kal kedisa din a bittel mekach, because there was a mistake in the transaction. Avo behekdish leka lemei matoi, and that is the svara of Reish Lakish. That's why he holds Reish Lakish leidomim midevreyim. Uma les leidishmu. This is Rabbi Yochanan. Kasova, the kivin the ike yeser mishtus. Since there's more than a shtus, lav derech mekach. So that's not called a mekach. Forget about toys. This is not considered a transaction. The kivin the legabe mekach lav midi hu, tabi chilu nami lav midi of it. So there was no chilu. There was no chilu period. There was no chilu whatsoever. So, I think that's what the Beis Aaron says. So where does Pshat Yotze Lechulin? Not Yotze Lechulin. There was no chilul whatsoever. I think he says that Rashi learns will be Yotze Lechulin. When he'll give the money, then he'll be Yotze Lechulin. When he'll give the proper money, he'll be Yotze Lechulin. This is one mahalach in the Gemara. This is one mahalach. Now the Gemara wants to say, the kuli alme islohu dishmu. Everyone holds like shmu. That's what? That hegdish shove mone shechilo shove kuta mechul. Ohoche ohoke miflagi. Mar sova shechilo loy en. Hegdish of Amona Shechila Shabbatut Lachatchila Loi Umar Sova Afilu Lachatchila. Now, there's a big achleikus how to understand this lotion in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Shechil, everyone holds like Shmu. We're still by the Epoch. Rabbi Yochanan holds Tzorech Laskis Leidomen B'Divrei Teire Reish Lakish says Mitarabonam. But everyone holds like Shmu. Shechilu le'en, do imit me'eino. Shmu said that it's mechulu. And what's the svara of Shmu? Do imit me'eino. Lo'ishno gedoilo, ve'lo'ishno ktano. It's no difference. A big eino, a small eino. There's no din eino by Hedish. So me'mele, so whatever you do, it's mechulu. Now we have here a machloikes if balechatchila loy udvar toira the elkecha shavyoy mashma the elkecha shavyoy mashma mina toira yimachuyev to give the whole shavyos. Umar sova afilu letchatchile elke chakoduhu mashme lavkuya yisure. The hukach I don't understand. Lavkuya yisure afilu midrabono shori umiu laacher zman yishalem. So the Pnei Yeshua says in this lotion as follows. This lotion everyone holds like Shmu. And with this, we're going to understand, we mentioned before, there's a big problem. It's Yotze Lechulin. Why is it Yotze Lechulin? So the Gemara is saying, the din, the eved, if you are mechalal it, b'deved if you are mechalal, it's mechul. Whatever you made the chiluk, shabamona, shabapot, it's mechul. So that's why it says, yotza lechula. That means, there's no such concept of bitul mekach. It's mechul. Now, we have here a machloikes, if min ha-toyre, you're mechuyev to give the whole money. So, Rabbi Yochanan holds, min ha-toyre mechuyev to give the whole money, alts elkecho. Shav yoymash. So that means there's two different things. There's a din chilul, that's what happens with the chayfetz. There's a din, a mitzvah, how to make the chilul, that's a din elkecho. So the Bnei Yeshua explains that what Rabbi Yochanan said, bitul mekach yesh lahem, according to this lashon, it doesn't mean there's a din bitul mekach behekdesh. Everyone holds like Shmuel, that sheva mona shechila shava putas mechula. No, bitul mekach yesh lahem means the shear of bitul mekach by metaltalim, not by Hegdish, the zachiyev of elkecho l'chatchile to make the chilu. So that means, so the Mishnah is saying, yotza l'chum, whatever you do is yotza l'chum, because we k'radi. But min ha-toyre, you're mechuyev to make the chilu, the elkoi. What's called elkoi? The shir of bitul mekach, you're mechuyev to give Hegdish. And Resh Lakish holds, no, Erkecha means Kodu Mashme. So Memele, Afilu Lechatchila Min HaToyre, you're not Mechuyif to give more than the Shabbos. So Memele, no, Midevrei, later you can give, but the Etzem Chilu Min HaToyre could be Lechatchila, you can give Afilu Poches Mishabbos. Erkecha is not a Mechayim.